it's good hearing that tune again. That's a tune called Reunion. It's one I wrote and recorded with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in the early 2000s. And a lot of good licks going on in there. I must have begun learning it again. Hello, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to listen to, love to play, and I hope you're going to enjoy the program with me. Let's start it off with Dale and Bradley from the album The Hard Way, and an interesting title to this song, One Good Wiper Blade. See what she's singing about.
Just outside Tacoma, there's a tiny little town. They're still rolling up the sidewalks when the nighttime rolls around. There's gossip running rampant behind the window shade, and I got one good wiper blade. My family not to worry, my dues are being paid, and I got
nothing worse than driving in awful weather with just one wiper blade. I remember the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band driving through Sydney, Australia during a rainstorm. The wipers stopped working and we still had the wiper blades, so we made them work with the passing a string round from the driver's side round, tied it to the wiper and took it round the other side of the car and back and through the passenger's window, so the passengers worked the wiper for us so that we could see where we were going. I wouldn't recommend it. It's always nice to hear Dale Ann Bradley's voice, isn't it? She's a lovely lady and sings some really nice songs. Here's Lou Reed in Carolina, and a couple of tracks there. Fairly early album, 2003. The band is Carolina, and that's Lou Reed on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals. Christy Allen on rhythm guitar and lead and tenor vocals. Kevin Richardson plays the lead guitar lines and does some baritone lead singing and some bass vocals. And Joe Hannaback plays acoustic bass and sings too. And Joey Cox plays the banjo. And this is straight out of North Carolina. And it's some excellent music on the album. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. A real bluegrass standard, which is, I think, sung by Kevin Richardson. Your Love Is Like a Flower, one of my all-time favourite bluegrass songs. And then one called, interestingly, My Remains, written by Harley Allen. Here's Lou Reed and Carolina.
It was long, long ago in the moonlight. We were sitting on the banks of the stream when you whispered so sweetly, I love you. And the waters murmured a tune. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. We were talking of days gone by, and you told me that you would always love me, and to me your love would never die. Oh, they tell me your love is like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. These words, dear, oh, the flowers were blooming so fair. But today, as the snow falls around us, I can see your love is not there. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall, when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. They tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love.
All of the shame, my remains. there something that I could have said, my darling, when I seen a dark cloud headed out our way? Is there someone riding tall upon a white horse that made you fly away? Something that I could have said, my darling, when I seen a dark cloud headed out our way. Is there someone riding tall upon a white horse that made you fly away? Hard line steel, love that was killed, all left unclaimed, my remains, my remains.
Ah, that's a great song. Very interesting, great arrangement, and good approach to a song. I really quite like that style of bluegrass music. Lou Reed and Carolina. I hope you enjoyed those two songs. One of my favourites, Rhonda Vincent. I've seen her play live, really enjoyed it. And in my hands, I'm holding a CD that I bought with her signature on it. Must have got this at one of the Grass Valley festivals I attended, and always enjoy listening to her music. I love the way she presents a really, really great, bright, vibrant show, but she really honours some of the old-time bluegrassy stuff, and particularly the Osborne Brothers, and she really likes the tradition. But I've chosen a sort of country song, really. Just Someone I Used to Know, Rhonda Vincent.
That I carry, one we made some time ago. When they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just someone I used to know. Just someone I used to spend some time with, just a flame that's lost its glow. I don't tell them of the nights I cried without you. I say just someone I used to know.
I say just someone I used to know.
Some classic country music there from Rhonda Vincent, and the harmonies were done with the dad and her brother Darren. Isn't that nice? Great sound. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you need anything musical, go along and see the people at Shearer's. The staff there is very helpful, and they're all musicians. They sort of understand what you need, and will do their very best to help you. Shearer's have been around Hamilton since the 1960s, and Andy Shearer, their dad, started out the shop. He was a great pianist and played in a lot of bands and a lot of occasions, and a very popular musician around Hamilton and the whole Waikato area. Started a music shop, and I'm sort of glad that his name is being maintained and immortalised in Shearer's Music Works. Son David runs it now. Great shop, and always helpful. Go and see them sometime. Tell them you heard about them in Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, we're going to hear from a group based in the state of California, and this album came out in 1964. Appalachian Swing, it was called, the Kentucky Colonels, with Roland and Clarence White. 12 great instrumentals, and they really are classic instrumentals, and the White brothers were just amazing, everybody with their touches on mandolin, Roland White on mandolin, Clarence White on guitar, and they were assisted in the Kentucky Colonels. Billy Ray on banjo, Bobby Sloan on fiddle. He later played a long spell with J.D. Crow, and Roger Bush on bass, and they did some great music from those days. We're going to hear a track called the Clinch Mountain Backstep. It's really a banjo tune, but they're doing a great job. The Kentucky Colonels, 1964. Some great music. Great picking there. Here's Blue Railroad Train.
Douce Cathy, demande à ta mère si elle veut bien. Je ne peux demander
Sounded a little bit different, didn't it? Just in case you didn't notice, it was all in French. Blue Railroad Trains, French group, although they've played a lot in the USA and all around Europe as well. Great band. James Field is obviously from English Bass Society. Terry Lecoq, mandolin, fiddle player, guitar, bass. He visited with Jean-Luc Leroux, visited New Zealand, and came to a Kiwigrass festival. A wonderful fiddle player. Sharon Lombardi is a lady who was singing in that one, and she wrote, it's a version of the old song Katy Dear, our French version. And Philippe Pirard does vocals and lead and rhythm guitar. Jean-Marie Redon, wonderful banjo player. He was playing guitar on that last tune that we heard. We're going to hear a track from them a little bit later on. But I hope you enjoyed hearing some French-based bluegrass there. What are we going to hear there? No, we've got time for a gospel song from Dale Ann Bradley from that album The Hard Way. She writes great gospel and sings great gospel. I'm not sure she wrote this track, to be honest, but it's called Because He Loved Me. Dale Ann Bradley.
My Lord suffered for me, carried the cross all the way, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the loss. He suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. because he loved me.
Because he loved me.
Then they carried him away, placed him in a lonely grave. Surely they thought that this would be the end of this man. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love for mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love for mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered. Because he loved me.
Because he loved me.
Hello, you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trenwith. My name is Annette, and I am recording this at the southernmost tip of Lake Michigan in Gary, Indiana, USA.
Well, lovely to hear from Annette in Michigan, USA. Thank you very much, Annette. Always good to hear your voice there and know that there's people up that way listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. That Because He Loved Me, no, it wasn't written by Dale Ann Bradley. It was written by Morris Stansel. But she was singing it, Dale Ann was singing it with her good friends Steve and Debbie Gully, the late Steve Gully. And wonderful vocal sound there. We're going to get into the history of the music a little bit now. Mule Skinner Blues is often considered the sort of first track that really laid the foundation for bluegrass music, played by Bill Monroe. It's first recorded in 1940. Clyde Moody had just joined, replacing Cleo Davis, and also playing on the track was Tommy Magnus playing fiddle and Willie Westbrook playing bass. Bill Monroe borrowed Clyde Moody's D18 guitar just to play and sing in this particular song. He used to do that a little bit in the old days until he really got comfortable singing lead and playing mandolin. And they recorded a few other original tracks at the session. The Mule Skinner Blues was recorded. Doghouse Blues was recorded then. The Tennessee Blues was recorded. And Six White Horses, which is Clyde Moody's big song, was also recorded, that track, and they recorded some other songs that were much more generally well known. Really classic recordings and a lot of energy in the music. These were the songs that Bill Monroe got accepted on the Grand Ole Opry for, and he'd been a part of that all the rest of his life. So we're going to hear the Mule Skinner Blues. Old Jimmy Rogers song. You got to remember that everyone remembered Jimmy Rogers' version, which is a lot more laid back and very bouncy and that sort of thing. So this was a very aggressive version of that song. Hope you enjoy it.
Good morning, John. another meal for dinner.
Set off a lot of music, didn't it? In fact, this next track, while we're on a Bill Monroe kick, we may as well hear from this. Back in 2011, banjo player Mike Scott assembled a pretty much an all-star band to record an album of instrumentals of Bill Monroe songs. And we're going to hear one of those now. Mike Scott playing banjo, Brian Sutton guitar, Aubrey Haney fiddle, Mike Compton mandolin, and Ben Isaacs on bass. And here's Footprints in the Snow.
Thank you.
great bluegrass there from Mike Scott and his team playing the songs of Bill Munro. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening to the program on radio. Comes out on Tuesday nights for the first time, 10 o'clock on Free FM 89.0, which is the studio where I make the show. And then goes and subsequently on different times around various access radio stations in New Zealand. So a big shout to all you people all around New Zealand, Raglan community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, and Wellington Access Radio. They're stations I know that take bluegrass, back porch bluegrass, and I'm glad you do. I hope there's people out there listening and enjoying it. Goes around access radio stations in Canada, like CFBX and Kamloops, British Columbia. And the voice of Bombay and Newfoundland, there's about three different ways of saying that. I bet you I get it wrong each time. But hi to all the people in Newfoundland there. Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario, and Prince George, British Columbia. They sound remote places, but when I watch a bit of TV, sometimes some of the Sky programs, their programs set in Canada and up north there, and I think of you people sometimes. And boy, it gets pretty cold up there, same as it does here in the South Island of New Zealand. And of course, people on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thanks very much for tuning in. And as well as all you people listening on Real Live Radio, and there's people that listen in podcasts, and I'm amazed that you do. This concept of listening on your telephone or on your computer to radio shows is just amazing. I used to have a crystal set when I was a young teenager, which is about three little components soldered together, and you listened on your headphones and were absolutely amazed when you got a local radio station on your little crystal set in your bedroom. Well, listening on your telephone never occurred to me at the time. But thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing all this music from my collection, from CDs and occasionally from vinyl albums, and it's just music that I like. I sort of vaguely follow what's happening in bluegrass these days, but can't really afford to stock up on all the CDs, so it's only when I have a rush of blood to the head and go and order a bunch of new CDs that you might get some brand new music, but mostly I really like some of the old stuff. We get to hear the French-based band again, Blue Railroad Train. This is from the album Going Back to the Riverside, and here they are with the song Blue Trail of Sorrow.
Let me down. Well, I used to be so happy walking on these streets. Now it's just a sadness everywhere I live. Stop walking, baby, walk all over town. Sweet tears of sadness falling down. Around, blue trail of sorrow.
A tune called Hickawai Hornpipe, and that came off an album These Old Hands, recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 2016, written by mandolin player Keith McMillan, and it was sort of played as a duet between Keith McMillan and myself on banjo, and it's a little different from the normal sort of tunes that we did, very melodic type tune, and I know I had to push my luck to get around the banjo neck some on some of those bits there, but it's a fun tune. Hickawai, spelt H-I-K-U-A-I, is sort of village and area that you pass through when you're driving from Hamilton over to the Coromandel Peninsula, and we thought Hickawai Hornpipe sounded like a good name for it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trend, with a couple of things coming up. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session is on this Sunday, the third Sunday, just for a change. For those of you who hear the program soon after it's made, come along. It's always good fun at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises, Sunday afternoon, 2:30 to 5 o'clock, Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session in Hamilton East there. And on August, the month of August for Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, on August the 22nd, it is, we're having Back Porch Bluegrass at the Waikato Museum, in along with the exhibition on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, which has been running for a couple of months, still got a couple of months to run there. They wanted some live music, so we're taking the jam session over there, and that is going to be very interesting. Certainly the first time they've ever had a jam session at the museum, and it might probably delight a few people and annoy a few people, never mind. I think we'll have a great time. And I can just announce that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band are doing a concert on Saturday, September the 25th in the Cambridge Town Hall. And there's going to be a lot more detail to follow, but we just confirmed the arrangements for it yesterday. So if you want to see the HCBB live, it's a good chance to come and see them in Cambridge, in New Zealand, just 10, 15 minutes out of Hamilton. And it's going to be a great concert, believe me. We'll give you more details on that later. Let's do a gospel song now from the album Way Out West. Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. Here is the song, The Old Crossroads.
Oh, my brother, take this warning. Don't let old Satan hold your hand. You'll be lost in sin forever. You'll never reach the promised land. The old crossroads now is waiting. Which one are you gonna take? One leads down to destruction, the other to the pearly gate. One road leads up to heaven, the other goes down below. Jesus, our Savior, will protect you. He'll guide you by the old crossroads. The old crossroads now is waiting. Which one are you gonna take? One leads down to destruction, the other to the pearly gate.
Message in that song there from Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, great bluegrass musicians, and with very varied taste, they often play some great country music and sort of progressive stuff too. You'll be listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Just about time to finish. We're going to take it out with Chris Jones and the Night Drivers from the album Lonely Comes Easy, and we're going to play a song called Where I Am. This is just about contentedness with your life, and Chris Jones wrote this along with Dixie and Tom T. Hall, and it's a great song. Thanks for listening. See you later.
I don't wanna be a hero, I just wanna feel the breeze blow. I just wanna hear the rain fall, I wanna help if I can. I'll never be a mover or a shaker, some kind of big deal maker. I just wanna be happy, I wanna be where I am. I wanna be where I am, this little piece of land I've come to understand. I wanna be where I am. I don't worry about tomorrow, heart full of yesterday's sorrow. I found peace of mind here, I don't need a master plan. I'm not looking for the pleasure, I'm not looking for the treasure. I just don't want to go there, I want to be where I am. I want to be where I am, this little piece of land I've come to understand. I want to be where I am. In the ducks all dream here, water is a babbling brook clear. I really wanna share my land, let them have another sunrise, maybe see the world through my eyes. Here's where I'm gonna spend my life, I wanna be where I am. I wanna be where I am, this little piece of land I've come to understand. I wanna be where I am. Be where I am, this little piece of land, I've come to understand.